I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine, and this is Motivational Mondays. Every Monday, we talk about your business morning show, and this morning, we have a special, special guest, Karen Presley from Anointed Press Graphics Incorporated. You look forward to having her on, and make sure you get a chance to speak to her. The number here is 347-637-1577. Upcoming events, we're going to be at a place you have to check out. This is going to be the ultimate, the Taste of Tories, on August the 9th from 5 to 9. Normally it's closed to the public, but we're going to open it up for everyone to come and taste everything on the menu for $5. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. Come out, promote your business, meet businesses, network some live entertainment. The Taste of Tories, 7th and V Street, Northwest. Karen, you're on the air. Karen, you're on the air?
Yes.
I can hear you. You're on the air. Welcome aboard, Karen. I just want to commend you on your business for your 8 years of being in business and just the mere fact that you did it. Tell us about your business.
Well, I have a business called Anointed Press Graphics. I do custom graphics, printing, book publishing, and websites. I have my own storefront on 301 in Frank Tibbett, which is in Cheltenham, Maryland. And I also offer my customers T-shirt apparel, wedding invitations, as well as a fax copy and notary service. So I always call myself a one-stop shop for everything you need as it relates to graphics and printing. And like you said, I've been in business for 8 years, but I've been at that location for 6 years on my own.
That is serious. I mean, it's serious. The average business does not last past 5 years, sometimes 2 years. To be with a storefront business is commendable. Give us really what is your, I guess, your signature, what's your signature offer that you offer you as far as the service? What is the signature offer? What is the most popular service that you offer that people come to you for?
Well, I would say book publishing now. At one time, I didn't always have book publishing. I've added on as I went. I started my business in my mother's basement in 2003, and within the same year, it grew so fast that I got my own place by the end of 2003. And so I was doing business out of my home. I was working, going to school, doing all kinds of things. But I always tell people from day one, I always knew it was a real business versus a hobby, something I was just doing on the side. And so I took that very seriously. And even when it was a home-based business, I always treated it like a real business, meaning that even though I was at work, I never allowed people to know that how busy I was or realize I was at work. And a lot of times when we start off in the beginning, we kind of have a tendency of, well, you know, letting people know all the other things we have to do as well. And so from there, when I moved into my storefront, I started with just graphics graphics in the beginning. When I moved to my storefront, I became graphics and printing. I started doing my own printing, and I used to outsource everything. And then the following years, when I added the publishing, and what's so funny about the publishing, I published my own book first. And when I released the e-blast saying I've published my book, that's when I started having so many people say, oh, do you publish other people? And I always tell people, I never tell anybody no. And that became my publishing company just like that. And from there, I went into custom websites and everything else that I started to offer because now I had a storefront. So my business has added on as I went, but I get just as much printing as I do publishing. But publishing is what got me through when the economy was going bad.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to expand on book publishing because that's a dream of so many, many people to publish their own book. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back and I want you to expand on that. Welcome back. We're here with Karen Presley, Anointed Press Graphics Incorporated. Before the break, you had touched upon book publishing, and that is a big, big service to offer. Give us the how. Say a person has a book in their mind, and they want to get it published. Years ago, you had to send the manuscript to a publisher. They had to look at it, prove it, then they give you a advance on your book, and then they publish the book. The publishers now are bombarded with millions and millions of people trying to publish a book, and it don't work that way anymore. How does it work with you?
Exactly. You know, publishing is not as hard as people think. When you were just talking about it, we have different type of publishers. You know, you have a full publishing company, where a full service publishing company, where they had to do just that. People had to buy into your book, and if they bought into your book, then they would take you on. But because you have so many people who are writing books, you have so many first time authors, you have a lot of now what's called self publishing companies, and self publishing companies make it easy for anybody to publish a book. And the way that works is they don't really have to buy into your book. They don't really have to read and advance you and different things like that, where now they make it affordable and easy for anybody to publish. Now, I will tell you the difference between me and another self-publishing company, because I also teach self-publishing, and the reason why is because over the years, I have heard the same story from multiple people, and that story is, it's not what I thought. They would use those same words, and when everybody kept saying that, I started being very inquisitive to find out what was going on. So what happens is a lot of self-publishing companies will give you a lower upfront fee to make it very attractive to get you in. Oh, that sounds good. That's affordable. But what happens is they make their money on the back end. So I've heard from numerous people, literally over 10 people have said the same thing about different companies. And what happens is they pay up front a little bit of money, they publish their books, and then once they get in, if you want to get books printed, because everybody wants books on their own, they don't want to send everybody to the website. And so what happens is they'll give you a discount off of the retail price. So if your book went for $15, they will give you a percentage off depending on how many you get, 30%, 40%, depending on how many books. Well, 9 times out of 10, a lot of people couldn't afford to purchase that many books because of the price. So now, therefore, you're sending everybody to the website, or you're sending everybody, pretty much that online. And so now when you start getting checks, people were saying, I'm not really getting any money back. You know, I know I sent people there. And so with me, I don't do that. I print the books. Whatever it costs to print, that's what I'm charging you. I don't mark it up. I don't give you a percentage off of what the retail price is. You can sell the book for whatever you want to, but I'm going to print it exactly what it costs. Now, I may have a higher upfront fee, but that's all I make. I don't make anything on the back end, because anybody who publishes books wants to make money off of their books. And so I have several packages that I offer people, and the different package is what actually determines your level of marketing or your level of visibility that I do on your behalf. Because as long as I'm in business, I'm always marketing on your behalf, depending on what package you get. So that's the difference between me and other publishing companies. Also, I'm touchable. A lot of people like me because I'm touchable, I'm personable. You can actually, you know, come into my shop. I'm not a number. You know, you're not a number where you call online or you call and wait for someone to get back to you. And that's what I've heard a lot of frustration is with the people, because it's like, hey, I feel like there's no personability. You understand?
So you also design book covers. Is that correct? Because you're a graphic artist. You also design the book cover?
I do everything from A to Z, literally, with your book. When they come to me, because I just released another book that an e-blast will be going out this week, because today is Monday. This week an e-blast will be going out. I just released another book, but I have like 2 books in my shop now. And what happens is I get the manuscript on a Word document. And when they give it to me, editing is optional because some people already have it edited. However, when you come to me, I turn it into a book, meaning I'll do the internal layout. I don't give you what you gave me. I'm going to turn it into something different. I'll do the first chapter, and I'll show you a proof. Once you give me the okay, that's what the rest of your book is going to look like. After they get that, I give them the inside, and then I begin to design the cover. Once I design the cover, then I give that. So there's a proofing stage along the way. And then after that, we're ready to go to print. I take care of all everything else, like the ISBN, the barcode. You own books on print, Amazon, my website. You do an e-blast. You also, e-blast meaning introducing you. I also put you in my catalog, and the catalog is what goes out to different bookstores. It's still up to them to actually want you, but I am marketing you. I may do different other things periodically, and as a result of the package that you get, then I'm going to always market your book.
What is your take on bookstores? You have been doing this for over 8 years. What is your take as far as bookstores? Stores are concerned. Borders closed over 700 stores. What do you feel as though bookstores are going to be in the future for people reading a book? I mean, to close that many stores is powerful. I mean, we used to look forward to going to a book at Barnes & Noble, Borders, the Books A Million. All these different bookstores was where people went to look for a book. What do you think that's going based on the closing of 700 Borders? Where do you feel bookstores are going?
Well, definitely because of technology, because of where we are in the century, everything's going online. I mean, we say the same thing about post office. You know, post office are changing as well because everybody's paying their bills online. So, of course, we have to keep up with technology, and everybody is into online now. Everything is about not only online, but even like the Kindle, when, you know, you can put your book inside of electronically. But you have to cater to everybody, because just because we're moving to that generation doesn't mean everybody still does that. See, there are people who still buy books. You know, there are people who still send their stuff off through the mail. So you have to cater to both people until it's totally,
right,
we're all internet. So, yes, it's just like the social media. Yes, we have to stay up with social media, but everybody still doesn't do social media to that degree. And so I think it's about catering to both sides. I believe that once you become an author, that's your business. You know, you become a business owner. If you didn't already have a business, you are the product. You as an author, it's your business. So now you have to market your business as an author the same way you will market any other business that you were actually doing. And so as an author, you're the product. You begin to do the legwork. You know, I tell people all the time, everybody has a platform. It may be different platform, but we all have a platform. We all have people that we know. We all have people that we can start with. You know, it's not necessarily family, but we all have somewhere. We all work somewhere. We all have go to church maybe somewhere. You know, there's different places, and a lot of times you just have to begin to brainstorm. Let me start with the people I know, and then, because you never know who knows somebody else. And so you do have to market your business, your baby, your book, the same way you will market anything else that you do.
That's absolutely correct. There's millions of people publishing books every day. A book means absolutely nothing if it's not marketed, advertised. If people don't know about the book and the book is not something worth reading, it will sit in your basement. You could print up 1,000 books and think it's going to sell, but it's just going to sit there. It's like having a website. It doesn't mean anything if nobody's visiting the website.
And that's why, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's why when we were talking about earlier with some of the other publishing companies, if they don't have the money to get books on their own because it's too expensive, then they are forced to send everybody to the website. And it's like that's when you begin to market. You're marketing, hey, go to this website, go to this website, go to this website, in hopes that people really are going to the website versus having something tangible in your hand. Because when you go places, you want to have something because people are going to buy on the spot. You know, if you have to tell them go to the website, you know how people are. It's like that's just one more step that they have to do.
What is the minimum amount of books can they print with you?
100.
100. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. 100
that
is the minimum.
Fantastic.
And I even had one girl who came to me. She had a children's book, and her story was that she had already published it, but she had to go to three different people to get it done. Wherever she went to the first place could only do that. Wherever she went to the second place could only do that. And the third place, of course, could only do that. And she said what she liked about me so much is she's like, everything you have is in one place. See, people like the convenience of everything I need is in one location. I don't have to run here, run there. Because there's a lot of graphics people, some that I know, some that I have friends who have made statements about them knowing a lot of graphics people, and they may be good, but then they have to get to work and take it somewhere else to print. And they said the good part about it, Karen, is you do graphics and printing. You can print right here on the spot.
Now, that is truly a plus. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about printing and graphics because that's something that is truly an asset in today's market. Everything is farmed out. No one has the option of walking into an establishment, and everything is on that establishment. We come back, we're going to talk about printing and graphics.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're talking to Karen Presley. She is the owner of Anointed Press Graphics. We're talking about graphics and printing. Printing is something that people don't do anymore in-house. It used to be you had to go to a printing shop. Back in the day, you went to a printing shop to have envelopes printed, invitations printed. Everything was at the print shop. Today, to have a business like Karen Presley, where you can come in and everything is there, she can print for you at the print shop. Tell us about printing and graphics, Karen.
I print, like you said, I do print in-house. I do as well have a online print site, so I can stay up with both scenes, just like we were talking about earlier. So, yes, I have a graphics and print shop where when you come in, I will design anything that you want because I do custom work. I don't have templates. Some people, when they come into me, when they come to a graphic place, they want maybe, let's say, 25 invitations. Well, anytime you want anything custom, you have to pay for the artwork, and then you have to pay for the printing. So it's not going to be, let's say, cost effective when you do very low quantities like that. But some people want what they want regardless. They're like, they don't need that many. And so they're willing to pay that because it is custom work, meaning with the person's picture on it and different things like that, versus going to a store and getting whatever they have. That's not custom. So you have to be willing to pay for custom. But I am cost effective for everyone that walks through the door. Not only do I do that, but I'm able to print. And as a result of being able to print there, I have very good turnaround time. One thing that people have said on an ongoing basis is, my God, you're quick. You know, you have a quick turnaround time and the professionalism and the customer service. I had one person, just to give you an example, who I didn't publish her book, but she came to me just to do her graphics on the book cover. Well, she had two books that she was producing. She came to me to publish, to do the graphics on one, and she went to another graphic artist to do the graphics on the other book. And I turned it around the next day, because normally I give you a proof by the next day. See, I let people know, regardless of how many jobs I have in here, it doesn't delay the time. And one thing I can honestly say, I'm very multitasked. That's how I'm able to perform all the work that I have to do and still give people quick turnaround time. So I gave her the work the next day. She loved it so much, but we had to wait a whole nother week before we got the artwork from the other person because I was also doing the printing, so everything had to be finalized before we did it. Well, the lady liked it so much that she took the job from the other person because she didn't like what she had and gave it to me. So I did both book covers and then printed the books. But it goes back to the creativity as well as the fast turnaround time. And so, yes, I'm able to print on site, but to keep up with the demands, because there are people who, my whole thing is getting my business outside of the metropolitan area. So I do have an online print site that just works just like Vista Print. You know, you go in, you upload your file. I don't have to do anything with you. You just upload it like anything else, and business may come from other states as a result of seeing it. And so I remember one time I was getting ready to take it down, and I got somebody who used me from Texas, and I didn't know them at all. So I was like, okay, somebody's seen it. So that's what made me keep it up, and they've used me twice. But I was just about to take it down because, you know, of course, there's expenses with everything. And so I use that site more for let's get outside the metropolitan area. If people are willing to wait, if people don't want to do need it the next day, because it works, like I said, just like VistaPrint. You won't have to wait and ship it to you. But it still doesn't take a long time to get it, but the prices are lower online versus coming to me in a shop.
Well, that's
and that's
fantastic.
Why I tell people you can't want it tomorrow and then want internet prices. And I do have to educate people on that as well, because a lot of us want internet prices, but we still want it tomorrow.
Well, that's what happens when you have to get, it's a rush job. They call it a rush job. If you want something tomorrow, you pay for it. If you go to a cleaner's and you want it next day, or the same day, in some cases, they charge you more because it's a rush job. No mm-hmm. one's going to offer you printing at the same price of an internet printing company when you want it the next day, because that's the purpose of having it the next day. Even if you go into some of these places and you want cards right away, they're going to charge you $50, $60 for 500 cards because you're getting it in an hour. So the bottom line is, yes, it's going to cost you more. But what makes your business such an asset and such a unique business is that you are hands-on, and they can meet you, and they can talk to you direct. If you were fortunate enough to meet Karen at the Be There Magazine Business Fashion Show auction Thursday, she is not only professional, not only can she do the work, she is pleasing. She's personal. She will look at your business and give you the best that she can. We're going to take another break in the closing statements. I want to talk about your ministry because that's also important. We want you to hear about your ministry in our last closing statement. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're here with Karen Presley, Anointed Press Graphics Incorporated. Just the name Anointed Press tells you that it is anointed. Tell us about your ministry.
Well, I'm a pastor of Church of Zion Deliverance Ministries. I'm the founder of Daughters of Zion Empowerment Center, which is a 501c3 company, organizational ministry, outreach ministry that provides services to abused women. I also am a speaker, a certified life coach, so I have Karen Presley Ministries as well as Karen Presley Enterprise. And I tell people all the time, my storefront when I moved in there in 2005 became the platform where God started using me, releasing me, and launching me. And that's the place that he started exposing me. So I've had many people who have come in there for business and come in contact with the anointing on my life, and that's where God uses me right there. And then, of course, all these other ministries and businesses started to unfold once I got there because God kept expanding what was on the inside of me. So, yes, I'm a certified life coach. I'm an inspirational speaker. I also do workshops on business arena, self-publishing, building your business beyond a hobby, and I am the outreach ministry, of course, ministers. We go to the shelter. We do different workshops as well. So I have a variety of things that I do, but in a nutshell, no matter what aspect that I am speaking to, my whole purpose is about helping people to overcome the cycles of their past so they can step into their destiny. My whole thing is about equipping people to move forward, to getting people unstuck, however you want to call it. There are many people who are repeating cycles, and so no matter what venue God gave me, I am called to cause people to get unstuck, move forward, because in a nutshell, my testimony in this last second, my testimony is I've never been to school for anything I'm doing. I've never had someone to take me under their wing. God gifted me to do everything that I'm doing. He anointed my mind to run a business, but also my hands to do it. And within a short amount of time, within the 2 years, he moved me out of my mother's house, off my job, and into my own storefront. And in that storefront is where everything else began to unfold. So it wasn't that I had it going on, had all this money, or had was educated. I had to keep walking out everything God said, and when he was telling me what to do, everything I had suppressed started coming to the forefront. So what I didn't realize that I've held my whole life, just thoughts of just being a failure, disappointment, never amounting, because I've been fired 3 times, had a failed marriage after 3 years, and lived home with my mother for 10 years. So when that business birthed, it was the catalyst to everything else. But the key thing is, everything God said from day one, is when you can leave what you see for what you hear, there's a multitude of blessings on the other side. So many people are waiting for things to line up before they step. He said, Karen, you will never see it before you step. So I've had to keep stepping out on what I heard God say, but the reality of my present never matched all the steps I had to make. And so that's my purpose in life, is to help people get unstuck, equip people for kingdom assignment, help people to move from the cycles of their past so they can step into the fullness of what God has for them. And there are many people who are doing things right now, and there are people who I'm sure who are listening who are saying, I know it's more to me than what they're doing. And some people just need the help to go from one level to the next.
Karen, this has been extremely enlightening. You have disseminated information that is awesome. In closing, I want you to give out the website, the phone number, and any other way that they can contact you, if it's Twitter, Facebook. Give us all information. It's essential that everybody gets the information that's listening. This will be also on our archives, on Be There Magazine. It'll be on Facebook. You can hear the show anytime you want, over and over again. This information is powerful. Give us how we can get in touch with you.
Okay, my number is 301-782-2285. My hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. My website is www.anointed, that's A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, pressgraphics.com. Once you go to Anointed Press Graphics, you will be able to see different things that I have on there. All my social media icon is right on the first page. You'll also see a link that says other links. Every one of my websites is listed on there. So, yes, I'm on Facebook.com/AnointingPressGraphics. I'm on Twitter / Karen Presley, MIN for ministry. I'm on YouTube. I'm also on LinkedIn as well. And so if you go to my website, AnointedPressGraphics.com, you will see every one of my social media, so you can connect with me that way. But you'll also be able to see a link that says other links, and you'll see every one of my websites for the ministry as well as the business, as well as even the workshops.
Fantastic. This has been a pleasure and an opportunity to get to know Anointed Graphics Incorporated, Printing Incorporated. So we will be looking forward to seeing you on the 9th of August at the Taste of Tories, 700 V Street. You get a chance to meet her up close and personal. Also, speak with her face-to-face, but also stop by her business, because that's where you can see the on-site business and meet her personally. We'll be here next Monday. It's Motivational Mondays. We do this every Monday. Talk about your business morning show. We'll see you same time, same station.
Thank you.
Money, 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 money.